Welcome to, or welcome back to the podcast that I kind of just ditched for a while, but I thought it would be super fun to come back and just come back as a more authentic, non-scripted, giving you all the tips, golden nuggets, tricks, all the things, and just kind of chat with you what's on my mind every week, because why the hell not, right? So I'm changing the whole aesthetic, the whole motion of this podcast, and it's going to be more related to anyone that's kind of doing their own business or just who is on social media and wants to grow and wants to get into Airbnb, wants to get into creating, all of the things. I know I myself love listening to podcasts like this, so I just thought, you know what? I went on a walk today. I went on like a 1 mile walk with my dog, and I was like, I just need to start the podcast. I had this on my to-do list for, I want to say like 2 weeks now, but I don't know about you. I actually have like two to-do lists, and one of them is the main to-do list, and the other one is just things that I want to do, but I know I probably won't do them anytime soon, and I just throw them on the back burner. Not very great, but you know what? It works for me, and when I get very inspired like this, then I can just hop on and tackle one of those tasks, which is what I'm doing right now. So, a little life update. Some of you may know I have been traveling a lot more. I have been kind of going the UGC route of Airbnbs, and it has been so freaking amazing. I have helped some other creators, non-creators, get into traveling, and I have just always loved traveling and always wanted to travel, but you know, money was an issue, and I just don't want to be spending all this money just to travel and get nothing out of it. So I've been traveling a lot more, and just life has been great. So that's a little bit of a life update. There's obviously so much more, but I just really want to get into this podcast episode about honestly tackling your dreams, and that if I can do it, you can do it. And it's going to take a lot of work to get those dreams that you want. I mean, for me, as an example, I dreamed of being able to travel. I dreamed of being able to work for myself. And it was something that I knew I could do. I just didn't know how to get into it. I didn't know how to get started. I didn't know how to make it a full-time thing. And I know that there are a lot of you also out there feeling the same way. You feel defeated. It's hard. It's a lot of work. You have full-time jobs. You have families. There's always something. But if you always make that something hold you back, your dreams are never going to come true. And that's something that I really had to face first, head on, and just really tackle that fear of waiting for the perfect moment to start, because the perfect moment is never coming. The perfect moment is now. And once you realize that, once you realize the only thing holding you back is yourself, is your thoughts, is your views, that's when you start to realize that you can actually make this come true. You can actually make this full-time content creation job a thing. You can actually quit your job that you hate and dread going into, and you can seriously be that top influencer, be that top travel creator, make $10,000 a month. You can do all of this. And I think what a lot of us feel is that there's going to be this one special moment, or I need to keep preparing, or I need to spend money to figure it out and do research, when really all it takes is just starting. That's really all it is. Just putting yourself out there, getting humbled, feeling embarrassed. It's putting yourself out there and hoping for the best. And you keep putting yourself out there. For content creation in specific, say you want to reach a certain amount of followers, or you just want to make content full time. You can do this. I did this within 1 month. I hated my job so much, and I started creating content, and I did this because I was creating a drop shipping store, and I thought this drop shipping store would basically get me out of working this job that I hated. I tried so, so hard. And I spent hours and hours. I was up late nights, early mornings before work, trying to make this store work. And I just kept failing. And my boyfriend, he was like, you have to keep failing before you succeed, because when you succeed, it'll feel that much better out of all the times you failed. the more times you fail, it makes you cherish more when you finally succeed and you finally hit that point that you've been wanting to hit. You just keep trying for something and you keep trying and then you finally hit it on the head. And you're like, holy shit, I can do this. But a lot of us back down before we get to that point, which is what I almost did. So when I was going to quit that dropshipping store because it just felt like such a waste of time and energy and I was investing money into it and I wanted to hire coaches, like it was something that I almost gave up on one last time and I just kept on trying and figuring out what else I could do. What can I make this work? How can I make this work? What are other people doing? Like, let me keep researching. What is this thing? Like, what can I do? Just all the questions. What is it? What am I missing? Because there's something that you're missing that you don't realize because you're not dedicating. Maybe it's enough time. Maybe it's enough energy. Maybe you don't want it bad enough, which you might think you want it bad enough, but really you might not want it bad enough because it's scary. And once I got past that point of feeling like I was wasting time, money, energy, all the things, I found and stumbled across UGC. And so I connected the two dots and I was like, well, if I have this drop shipping store, I can use my UGC videos that I make, which were awful, by the way, and make a portfolio. And I can just use that to hopefully make this drop shipping store work. But if that doesn't work, then I can at least try UGC so I can do them both at the same time. And yes, I was working full time at this point too. So I was working a hell of a lot of time. Like, I mean, I just wanted to make this content thing work so I wouldn't have to work a job anymore that I was unhappy with. And within the week, I mean, I was on Twitter, I was posting my portfolio, I was posting videos, I was posting tips for dropshippers, posting tips for people wanting to start their own store. Come to find out, about a week later, I get a message from a large brand that I would have never thought would reach out to me, who wanted to work with me and have me make 5 test videos for them, and that I did, and they liked them so much that they signed me on for $3,000 for 1 video a day. And at the time, and still even, I was like, holy shit, all I have to do is create 1 video and I can make $3,000 when I'm not even making that at my full-time job that I work 40 hours a week. I was like, this is it. This is my chance. This is my door. I have to do this. And the difference between what I did and what some people may do is you take this as, yes, this is great. And now I made $3,000, but I still have to work my other job. And it's almost like putting that energy out there, like, I still have to work. I can't do anything else but work. This $3,000 is great, but it's not sustainable because I don't know if it's going to happen again next month. And you just go down this rabbit hole of what if, what if, what if. When the difference that I made was, I just landed a $3,000 deal. How can I make more of these? How can I land more clients like this? What can I do? What am I doing now that's making me this money? What can I keep doing, right? So think of that mentality. You just start to ask yourself different questions and go down a different rabbit hole, a more inspired rabbit hole, an energetic rabbit hole that gives you energy, motivation, it keeps you going. That's the rabbit hole you need to go down. When you finally start that business, or you finally get into content creation, or you finally get into traveling as a travel blogger or content creator, what are you doing to keep that up? Yes, it's great when you land one deal, or it's great when you do one thing and you make a ton of money. But the difference is, how can you keep doing that and keep getting better? I see so many people struggle with, they get a big deal and just kind of brush it off because they don't think it's going to happen again. And it's that mentality that you're putting out there that is going to change your results. So for me, I took this as, I need to market the shit out of this. I need to do a really good job at this. I need to use all of these videos and put it on my portfolio. I need to build my TikTok account. I need to build my Instagram account. I need to do everything in my power, because right now, the world is in my hands. Like, I am like that little clam. I don't even know if that's the term. No, I am that little oyster and the world is mine. The world is your freaking oyster. It just depends on how you take it. So with this, take these deals and take everything that you're doing to build your business, to build you, to build yourself, to build. Take it so seriously and be so inspired that there's no other route than success in what you want. And this is what's going to make you go from someone who wants to have their own business and be successful to someone who has their own business and is successful and makes more than $10,000 a month and feels like they can do anything they want in the world. And you're just living that mindset of what can you do now to get you there? And just a little thing to take away that I like to practice is put yourself in the shoes of where you want to be when you're successful. What is it that you want, right? Where do you see yourself? Say in like a year or two, or just your dream life. Think about it. What are your daily tasks like? What is it like having this much money? What are you doing every day? Is it maybe you're drinking a warm cup of lemon water in the morning, and then maybe you're going to a yoga class? And then you come home and you work on your business. You make a couple videos. You send out some tweets. Then you're getting on a flight to Bali once a month because you're traveling there for free to create content. What is it that you're doing every day? So you can live in that mindset as if you already have it. You can live in that world as if you already have it. And that's what I do. Every day I wake up, I goal plan. What do I want and how can I get there faster? I want to make $10,000 this month. What can I do to make $10,000 this month? I can make this many videos. I can keep posting on TikTok and Twitter where I get most of my inbounds. How many people do I have to coach? What is it? What can I do to get me to my goal? So now think, what is your goal this month? Do you want to become a UGC creator? Do you want to start traveling to Airbnbs? Do you want to get paid to travel? Do you want to quit your full-time job? Do you want to work for yourself full freaking time? Now, what is it that you can do starting today, starting this morning, starting tonight to put you in that right mindset? Maybe it's having a plan for TikTok. Maybe it's having a plan for Twitter. Maybe it's creating your first couple videos and throwing a portfolio together. Maybe it's investing in a coach. What is it? And maybe you don't know that, and that's okay. But figure it out, because your time is now. It's 2023. It's January of 2023. And you have the power to do anything you want in life. And if you don't take your ideas and turn them into gold, someone else will. Someone else is going to live your dream life, and you're going to wish you started sooner. You're always going to wish you started sooner. And I promise you that if you start something now, if you make a change in your habits now, if you just start, you're never going to regret it. Ever. Ever, ever, ever. So that's all I have for you today. I know it was really quick, but I just wanted to hop on here and just tell you how I feel and just be authentic and tell you that you can have anything you want, and we all want something different in life, and we all can get that thing we want. We just have to program our minds to knowing that we can get what we want. So I hope this really inspired you and made you just want to tackle all of your goals and make them come to life this year, because there is no better time to do it than now. And yeah, thank you so much for listening. I will see you next week in the next episode.